For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael's winds have tapered off, but it's still a Category 3 storm as it crosses Florida and into Georgia. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray is tracking the system.
This is a Category 3 storm rolling into Georgia as we speak from the south. I can assure you that's never happened as long as records have been kept for a storm this strong to enter Georgia from the south. This is incredible.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the storm's power will be felt for hundreds of miles around.
There's a lot of wind in there, not just around the center as we focus here, causing a lot of the damage, but also these rain bands could contain hurricane force winds and also tornadoes.
At least one death has been reported. Nearly 400,000 homes and businesses are without power. You're listening to USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael's winds have tapered off, but it's still a Category 3 storm as it crosses Florida and into Georgia. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray is tracking the system.
This is a Category 3 storm rolling into Georgia as we speak from the south. I can assure you that's never happened as long as records have been kept for a storm this strong to enter Georgia from the south. This is incredible.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the storm's power will be felt for hundreds of miles around.
There's a lot of wind in there, not just around the center as we focus here, causing a lot of the damage, but also these rain bands could contain hurricane force winds and also tornadoes.
At least one death has been reported. Nearly 400,000 homes and businesses are without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There's lots of speculation as to who will be replacing UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
President Trump said he'd have a replacement for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley within the next 3 weeks. Former Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson on Fox News talking about Haley's replacement.
It would strike me that Huntsman would be a good choice. Heather Nauert, you know, she's gotten a lot of foreign policy experience with working on the press issues at the State Department. I don't know Dina Powell, but you know, this is a great job.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The closing bell couldn't come too soon on Wall Street, the worst drop in the market in over 8 months. The Dow Jones plunged 832 points, and the S&P 500 fell for the fifth day in a row. The blue chips lost more than 3%, and tech-heavy NASDAQ more than 4%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Georgia man says he had the police called on him last weekend because he was BWB, babysitting while black. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
That's crazy.
I know. Corey Lewis runs a youth mentor program in Cobb County, and he was babysitting two white children on Saturday, ages 6 and 10, friends of the family, when a woman came up to him at Walmart and wanted to talk to the kids and said she was calling the police. The woman later following him around and right into his neighborhood when an officer...